Kevin, give me a general state of affairs when it concerns Alabama football.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Well, I mean, it depends which side of the coin you find yourself on. You have your eternal sunshine pumpers who will point out very quickly that Alabama lost two games this year by a total of 8 points and quickly point to all the injuries and just the bad luck and just, you know, the eternal optimist. And then you have your other side of the coin, which I am a part of, the realist part, which acknowledge those facts that all contributed to where Alabama is today, but also a realization that it also this season showed some chinks in the armor that we've begun to see with the program and the need for some significant changes in the program. And then, you know, some just bitter disappointment and shock with, you know, the realization that Alabama is not going to, for the first time ever, participate in the college football playoff. So the Alabama program's fan base right now is generally in two camps, Bill.
Kevin Hagan with us, SoulStreetCoffee.com. Well, let's begin with Mac Jones. Let's start there. Now, two pick sixes, hard to erase that off the stat sheet, but I thought in general he played quite well.
I thought he did, and I, you know, the one pick six, the first one that was returned by Smoke Monday for the touchdown was just a bad throw. It was a bad decision to make the throw to begin with. The second interception, which was returned 100 yards for the touchdown, was just kind of a flukish play that kind of just went bad. And yeah, you can't take those two plays away, but you know, 26 of 39 for 335 yards, four touchdowns. What really impressed me about Mac Jones was after throwing that first touchdown, that first interception that was returned for a touchdown, you know, on the road, hostile crowd, he could have very easily gone into a shell, and he didn't. He bounced back, he put it behind himself and moved on, and I thought that was something for Mac Jones. You know, you want to win the game, and Alabama didn't win the game, and I know Mac would be the first one to tell you that takes away from any personal accomplishments, but there's a tremendous amount for Alabama fans to take away from Mac Jones' performance Saturday against Auburn and build on for the future.
As far as where Alabama's going, does anybody really care? I mean, Alabama has been in the playoffs, as you just mentioned, every year with a chance to win the national championship. For the first time, not this year. Does anybody really give a rip where they go for a bowl game?
No, not really. I mean, is it a joke that Alabama comes in 12th in last night's college football rankings? Absolutely. And I'm going to attribute that a lot to Alabama fatigue, and I kind of forewarned a lot of Alabama fans that after the LSU loss, that if another loss happened, and I've been concerned about the Auburn game since the for quite a while this season, but or especially after the LSU game, because let's be honest, Coach Saban is now 3-4. At Auburn. He's 8-5 over and all against the Tigers, but he has a 3-4 record on the road there. That's become a real house of horrors for Coach Saban. I think what we're seeing, Bill, is Alabama fatigue, and I completely get it. I understand it. You know, all you've heard for the last, this is Saban's 13th year. So for the last 12 years, from 2008 on, it's been Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. We've either won the national championship or been a prominent figure in the game, and I completely get that a lot of people in the college football world are completely sick and tired of hearing about Alabama and Nick Saban, and I get that. So I think that had a whole lot to do with last night dumping Alabama down to number 12. I agree with you, Alabama. There are not 11 teams that are better than Alabama, but the realization, as you said, Bill, particularly when you've been in the college football playoffs every year that it's existed, the rest of the games are really insignificant. Now, the bowl practices leading up to that are going to be significant, but I could care less what bowl game Alabama gets put in. My personal, if you were to ask me to guess where I think they'll end up, I think they'll be playing on New Year's Day in either the Citrus Bowl or the Outback Bowl. Soul Street Coffee sent me a message this morning saying he kind of thought we might be a Citrus Bowl matchup with the Michigan Wolverines, and you know, that would be an interesting matchup. But the bowl game itself, Bill, is from my standpoint, it is completely meaningless.
Thad says, Bill, ask Kevin, this is on Twitter, about the comment from Tua that he may be considering coming back.
Yeah, you know, I just find that really, really hard to believe. It's still so soon after the injuries, and there's a lot of emotions, and I know his family will sit down and make the decision. But Coach Saban will sit down with him, and they'll look at what's best for him with his health situation. But I'm more of a pessimist on that side of that equation. He may come back, but personally, I would be really surprised to see Tua come back for his senior season at Alabama. I would caution Alabama fans getting themselves emotionally charged up for that possibility.
Is Bryce Young a midtermer?
Bryce Young, yes. They require any of the quarterbacks be a part of the spring practice so they can come in and be a part of it. And, you know, we were just penciling him in next year as the guy. But, I mean, Mac Jones, I mean, he certainly made the most of his opportunities after the injury to Tua Tagovailoa. And Max, heading into the spring, if Tua doesn't come back, Tua would be injured anyway. It's Mac's job. And kudos to Mac Jones for stepping up and taking the most of that opportunity. But I'm extremely, extremely excited about the future of Bryce Young at Alabama.
Do you expect any of those junior receivers to come back?
No, not a single one of them. And I want to, in another issue that we need to go ahead and deal with, Bill, and Alabama fans haven't had to deal with this because we've always been in the college football playoffs. But now that we're in one of those also insignificant bowl games, I expect to see a number of Alabama's draft-eligible players elect to not participate in that bowl game to protect themselves for the NFL draft. I would just prepare Alabama fans to deal with that scenario that we've not had to deal with in the past.
Who are some
Which
other
will also
underclassmen?
Play into the bowl game.
Who are some of the other underclassmen that you think will come out for the draft?
I expect Jedrick Wills, and I'm not saying are ones that won't play in the bowl game. I certainly expect Jedrick Wills to come out. I certainly expect Najee Harris to come out and be a part of the draft on offense. Those players in particular are two that I know. I shouldn't say no, but I feel very, very strongly that, along with the wide receivers that we talked about earlier, Devontae Smith and Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs III, will that play into Tua's decision to come back? I don't know. I mean, that very deep and talented Alabama wide receiving core is getting ready to take a major hit. Jalen Waddle will obviously be back because he's only a sophomore. And while it was a bitter defeat Saturday, you just can't say enough about that outstanding performance by Jalen Waddle Saturday, Bill. You know, the 230 total yards and four touchdowns, that young man just left everything on the field.
Kevin Hagan with us, talking Alabama, SoulStreetCoffee.com, Delicious Coffee and Tea, the presenter. Many flavors, they are all delicious. Okay. The football staff, what do you expect to happen there?
Yeah, there's going to have to be some changes. As much as we hope for stability, that's just simply not going to be the case. I certainly expect to see a change at defensive coordinator Pete Golding, the defensive coordinator and inside linebacker coach. I do not expect him to return. I do not expect cornerback coach Carl Scott to return. And I think that there's a possibility that one of the offensive coaches might as well not return for next year. I went back and I looked, Bill, and I've talked a couple of times on the show this fall about, the staff just not being of the quality level that it was before. And I went back and I looked at 2015 staff that Coach Saban had. He had elite recruiters on there. His coordinators were Kirby Smart and Lane Kiffin. There were 6 of the 10 coaches on that 2015 staff, Bill, that either had already become a head coach or eventually are now head coaches. 6 of the 10 coaches. You look at this staff today, there's only 2 that you can say that. Steve Sarkisian's been a head coach. Kyle Flood's been a head coach, but you look at the other remaining coaches on that staff. I mean, I still see any that are what I would call head coaching candidates. I know some people have thrown Pete Golding's name out there as a head coach, and hey, if any athletic director wants to hire Pete Golding, go for it, dude. I wish you the best. It's a reality, Bill, but it's not only the on-the-field coaching that Coach Saban needs to look at, and I want to caution people, that the notion that Coach Saban's just going to pick up the phone and go to his Rolodex and bring in whoever he wants to be, the defensive coordinator or some of their positions. Alabama is no longer in that position. Everyone realizes, you know, Coach Saban's 68 years old. He's not going to be around for another 5 to 7 years. So that's going to play into the fact that Alabama is not the program anymore in college football. I mean, that's a realization. So when he goes to fill these positions, I think what she found last year, he had a difficult time last year getting coaches that he wanted to get to come in. But it's also the loss of off-the-field personnel, like Ed Manowitz is a great example, Bill. Used to be the associate AD for football and director of player personnel in his 2 cents in Alabama. Coach Saban has never really been able to replace what he did when he was running the recruiting office for Alabama. And the young people that he had working for him that he was kind of grooming to be future significant off-the-field workers for Alabama, a number of those people were poached by Kirby Smart to go to Georgia, and then another large percentage of them went to Tennessee. So it's not only the on-the-field coaches, but the off-the-field staff that many people have laughed about the size of that off-the-field staff that Coach Saban had. Yeah, it was a large group, but also a very talented group, and they've suffered as well. So Coach Saban really has, in my opinion, a monumental task of trying to reinvent, if you will, his program in the waning years of his career. And I'll be real honest with you, Bill, these particularly on the field coaching hires and truly the defensive coordinator position, he has to absolutely hit a grand slam home run with those hires, or else, I hate to say it, but I think the last few years of the Saban era, I think we're going to have to expect, you know, to see 2-3 lost seasons become the norm.
One more, we'll let you out the door. Brandon, Gator Brandon, says, ask Kevin about Tim Smith, the recruit. Do you see him sticking with Bama or flipping to Florida?
Yeah, you know, the coaching staff's on the road right now recruiting, and it's as much about trying to hold serve with the players that they currently have as much as trying to add to it. Tim Smith has consistently said that he's going to stick with Alabama and sign. He's a defensive tackle out of Sebastian River High School in Sebastian, Florida, for those that don't know. I think Tim Smith and DeMoy Kennedy, who LSU circled back around, I think those are two players that I think Alabama fans will just kind of have to hold their breath for until National Signing Day to see if they stick with Alabama. Alabama's obviously going to do everything they can to keep them in the fold. But, you know, that's another byproduct of this season, Bill. Alabama usually has all the momentum at this time of the year and the energy in the program, and they're adding to the class. This year, if anything, it's as much as just trying to hold serve with what you already have.
Kevin, good stuff, sir. Appreciate it.
Everybody, please go to soulstreetcoffee.com. It's the best coffee on the planet. And as always, have a great day and roll tide.